This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. We, speaking very generally here, as a country, spend an enormous amount of money on our pets, $147 billion last year, according to the American Pet Products Association. That's on everything from vet visits to treats to doggy daycare, and that spells opportunity for small business owners, like the subject of this installment of our series, My Economy.
My name is Judy Nunez, and I'm the founder of Tales on Trails in Jersey City, New Jersey. We provide pet care services, dog walking and cat sitting. So we range between $25, $26 per visit. I first opened this company right before Hurricane Sandy in 2012. I'm a differently abled American. I was working in corporate and I had several injuries and I was not able to sit. I couldn't sit and I couldn't stand, but I could walk. So one day I Googled walking is the only thing I can do. And I was surprised to see dog walking. I'd never heard of it. Well, I've always been a pet lover. So I opened this company because I needed to do something. The dogs, the families, it was exactly what I needed. Before the pandemic, it was exceptional. We had over 125 daily dog walking clients. And then we opened a doggy day camp. The doggy day camp opened February 2020. We were open officially 5 weeks and we were successful before we closed and never opened again. Once that happened, I threw myself into the PPP. I spent the next 3 or 4 weeks teaching myself how to apply for that. I had nothing really to work with. And once that was settled, about 3 weeks after that, I put my phone down. I put everything down. And I mourned the loss like everybody else. It was really staggering. It was a huge loss. For us, and like many businesses, we were closed for about 2.5 years. We just didn't have work. Everybody was home. So the PPP helped to keep us afloat, thank goodness. Pre-pandemic, we had 26 people in-house working for Tales on Trails. And now the seasons change a bit, so they fluctuate between 4 to 6. See, we're about 30 to 35% of what we used to be. And honestly, it's fine keeping it small. it's a little bit easier to manage everything as we grow, and especially where I don't think I want to get that big again. For me, walking was brought me peace. It made me feel like a functioning person, especially with my body. I tell everybody, how can you have a bad day when you're walking a dog? You know, it's really helped me with my healing and with my metamorphosis as a disabled American. It's been really specific and I'm grateful 100%.
Judy Nunez, owner of Tales on Trails in Jersey City, New Jersey. You know, we can't do this series without you. Please tell us what's happening in your economy. You can do that at marketplace.org/myeconomy.